Sunny days, sweeping the clouds away.
Sesame Street has a few new neighbors. The children's program introduced its first gay couple earlier this month in an episode called Family Day. And today the world meets two black Muppets who are taking on race and racism, 5-year-old Wes and his father Elijah.
Things on the outside, like our skin color, our hair texture, our noses, our mouths and eyes, make us who we are. Many people call this race. But even though we look different, we're all part of the human race.
That's the father, Elijah, explaining to Wes and Elmo the concept of race. It's part of a series called The ABCs of Racial Literacy. And with us to talk more about this is Rocio Galarza, vice president and the U.S. Social Impact Department at Sesame Street Workshop. And she joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for being here. Well, we know Sesame Street, through its 52-year history, has taken on many societal issues. Over this calendar year, we've been confronted with the societal problem of racism. How did you come to this decision to use Muppets to take this on?
Well, we know that racism is a systemic issue. It's an issue that preschoolers are tackling because children begin to observe and internalize messages around race at a very young age. And for us, it was very important to have tools and resources to be able to tackle this in an explicit way. And so when we are looking at the potential resources, we always look at how can we represent and how can we deliver these messages in a way that children can understand, that is age appropriate. And part of it is looking at the characters that we have. And we had really wonderful characters already that were part of the Black community, Tamir and Gabrielle. But we were missing a 5-year-old. We were missing a young kid. And that's what we inspired us to create Wes. And of course, these issues are important not only for children, but for adults. They need to be guided by their caregivers. And so that's where Elijah came along, a father of this wonderful little boy. And it gave us an opportunity to not only look at the relationship that these two wonderful characters will have, but also how they enter into this community for Sesame Street.
Yes. Well, Father Elijah, as we heard in that clip, carries this conversation with his son. It's a modeling of how to have conversations about racism. It's the way that parents theoretically should talk to their children. This was intentional. You're modeling this here for parents who may be watching this with their children.
It is important because we know that children are not colorblind, and we know that they're very curious about the skin color, how they look. They want to talk about these things. And it is up to us adults, to use language that is age appropriate to then explore it with them and to be as honest as we can, but still be very understanding that they are seeing it through kids' eyes. And so we need to have those talking points. And they're, you know, sometimes it's a little bit difficult in the moment to come up with a talking point. So for us, it's always important to model what an adult could say, just to give you ideas and to be able to start the conversation. Of course, you know, as parents, we know our children's best. So we don't expect to be the only resource that you use or to follow exactly what we say. But we do hope that it gives you a sense of what children at that age could understand and would like to know more about.
Well, how should we expect what's happening in our world to be translated to language on the show that the children can understand? I'm thinking about police shootings, for instance.
Well, we start with young kids talking about identity. Actually, funny enough, we don't start with the big topics all because it's an ongoing conversation. We cannot expect everything to be done all at once and all of these topics. We tackle everything. So we actually start with identity, with understanding identity and appreciating who we are, which is why that segment that you had with Wes and Elijah has been so powerful, because it is about understanding your skin color and having a simple explanation of what that is. But we also go deeper, right? Who we are is not skin deep. We have to be strong in our skin, but we have to know people beyond their skin color. The next stage will be really talking about fairness. What is that? and what are instances that that are unfair. And that's what we are exploring in this push of content in Sesame Street and communities. We have the ABCs of Racial Literacy, which we launched in March as part of the Coming Together initiative. And we started to explore some of these concepts. Of course, it is an, again, it's an ongoing conversation, so we have to keep updating and providing more resources. But right now we're talking a little bit more about those circumstances that children experience themselves that are not fair. And so Wes, someone made fun of his lunch and because it's curry chicken. And so Elijah is helping Wes with a strategy to cope with that racial related situation.
I actually want to play a clip of something that illustrates this. This clip features Evelyn. She's a young girl who gets bullied for the shape of her eyes. And she turns to Wes and Alan for help. Let's listen.
I was at the park today, and the boy told me I was ugly. He made fun of my eyes. He said they look slanty.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That child was wrong to say those things to you. Your eyes are the perfect eyes for you. Just like my eyes are the perfect ones for me.
And what is part of the magic of Sesame Street is that it often takes on these complex topics by partnering a human, like Evelyn in this clip that we hear, with a Muppet to explain complicated topics. This is exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, and I think that what she does, what that segment does so well, is taking a moment that is very hurtful and turning it into a learning moment, and understand that there is a relationship in this particular case with their eyes and the family story, and how wonderful, right? That is the main takeaway from a moment that was so hurtful to her. And so having a simple strategy that at least connects their feelings to the situation and also lets them know that they can reach out for help for an adult is very important to have beforehand. And hopefully we can prevent some of these situations from happening.
Rocio Galarza is the vice president of the U.S. Social Impact Department at Sesame Street Workshop, talking about the introduction of two new Black Muppets, father and son, Elijah and Wes. Thank you so much for speaking with us about this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And visit our website, Sesame Street and Communities, to get the resources.